For the people at Harvey Norman Computers, the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Good to have him back with us. Richard, good afternoon and welcome, and how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Pilko. Can I just send a quick cheerio to Matthew and his dad who run Avis Car and Truck Rentals on Port Road? Helped me out of a tight space the other day, and I've done some work for them in the past, so much appreciated.
Aren't they lovely people down there?
They're wonderful people.
They really are lovely people. They truly and truly are. Incidentally, before we get into calls for Richard, the ladies, Susanna and Jane from Toop and Toop, are in that interactive lounge of ours right now. They're there, ready and willing and more than happy to give you some good advice on real estate. You can call them confidentially on 8223 0055, 8223 0055. Susanna Toop and Jane Looker from Toop and Toop in the interactive lounge, and more than happy to give you expert advice, anything at all to do with real estate. And the ladies are there for the next half hour in the interactive lounge on 8223 0055. That's the number. Richard, we got some questions. First of all, Anne, my wife, gets a thing this morning on her mobile phone saying that she's overdrawn on her e-card, which surprised hell out of her because she doesn't have an e-card. And immediately she looks at me and thinks, oh, he's useless. But the thing to do is, whatever you do, don't click the thing. Just ignore it altogether, right?
Ignore it. And we answer so many text messages and messages on there we tap because we're really concerned sometimes. But we go along it and we literally tap on them and we get ourselves into, you know, that mire where we think it's real on there as well. So, you know, leave those sort of things alone. And it concerned me during the week, Pilko, too, when I saw, you know, we've lost $7 million to remote access scams on there.
Now, $7 million.
It's amazing. So, you know, I've talked to and got out to see a few people during the last few weeks who've lost money. Now, if anybody came along and said to you, you know, I need you to log onto your computer because you've got a problem, and then going along and say, you know, I notice there's a problem with your banking logins as well. We better check that out. You know, it's a sign from God saying, do not let these people log onto your computer. And I always use the analogy when I go to see people who've fallen for this, going along and saying, let's say I came to see you and Anne, say, lovely to meet the two of you. I need you to stand on your front lawn for an hour so I can have a look around your house. You'd never do it, would you?
No.
But people let you log onto their computer with the most intimate details of their lives on there and think nothing of it sometimes. And banks are not giving you money back as they used to.
Oh, really?
As well. So, you know, I've had somebody had to wait 120 days and I think they were just in the hope they'd go away. But now they're basically going, you know what, you fell for it. It's your fault. The money's gone. Yeah. Wise up now. So you, people out there, you've got to be very, very careful.
Righto, from Emma, the first email of the afternoon. You've got a question for Richard. Ring us right now, 8223 0000, from Emma. Richard, she says, is there an app or something that can I install on the kids' computers and their mobile phones to filter out some of the unacceptable stuff that's available? She said, here we are, the end of 2 weeks of school holidays, and every chance they get, they race into the bedroom, close the door, and she says, I'm saying to myself, what the hell is going on? She says, is there a device, an app, or whatever the hell you call it, I could install onto their computers, into their mobile phones, to filter out some of this absolutely unacceptable, disgusting stuff that's so readily available?
And there is, and Leith Forrest has sent it to me, and what I'll do is by the end of the show, I'll give you that app on there as well.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
I'm just desperately trying to find it at the moment, Pilko.
Right. Okay. Rosie's question. Richie, she says, can you recommend a course for somebody urgently in need of some IT knowledge? She said, Rosie says, we're thinking of starting our own business from home, but the one glitch that we've got is the fact that neither myself or my partner are really IT proficient at the moment or so. Is there a course that Richard could recommend to bring us up to speed?
Anybody who's going to do this has really got to start writing down what they need to know first, because I deal with a lot of people like this. Now, they'll write down 10, 15 questions and then I will come out and see them going along and do it. But if they just wanted, let's say, a general Windows 10 course, the WEA are very good at going along and doing that. But they might have to do several courses on there as well. So you can always get somebody out like me, but look at the WEA and look at the councils as well, because sometimes they do very good one-on-ones.
Right. Richard, incidentally, will be Cornsey's guest in Conversations right after 3 o'clock. So that's going to be interesting. I mean, along those same lines, this is from Vanessa. Says, Richard, love listening to your program of a Wednesday afternoon. The fact that you can solve problems over the telephone. Vanessa's question is, and I dare say Cornsey will address this after three in the Conversations with Richard. Have you always been in the IT field? Did you do anything other? Did you have a career effectively before IT?
I did, and it's in Conversations. So I had a 13-year career with Coles Myer as well. So I left school, started as a stock out the back of Storeman, and worked my way up into state office. But the first job I ever had, Pilco, when I left school, I used to make key rings for the Penthouse Club on Glen Osmond Road.
I should have guessed. I should have bloody guessed. And you've got some great photos to prove it, right?
Yeah, that's right, Pilco. So, yes.
All right, Vanessa. So don't miss it after 3 o'clock in Conversations with Cornsey. The Adelaide tech guru himself, Richard Pascoe, will be Cornsey's guest. Look forward to that. Another Rosie. This one's at Torrensville has given us a ring. Rosie, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Obviously I've got all my Windows 10s within all my computers at work and at home.
Yes.
And I've just noticed that a little pop-up came up stating up being prepared for Windows 11.
Yes.
So it sort of said, oh, you can start to prepare to download, but I was just wondering, is it worth to hold off and wait?
Yeah, hold off, Rosie, all right? So we don't want to be, you let me be the canary in the coal mine for you when we do all this, you know, as well. It's far too early to go along and grab the first copy of Windows 11, I've got to say, because they're still working everything out. There are some computers that will take it. There are other computers that will not take it. So, you know,
you've got
multiple computers, haven't you, Rosie? Your place.
Yeah. And I think obviously with work, we've got obviously different work in a different clinic room. So we were just double checking because we thought it said different computers which are compatible. And I'm like, oh, don't tell me we have to upgrade all our computers now. So I thought I'll just wait and see, maybe just hold off.
Hold off. And listen to the segment because we'll keep telling you more about that. But there are certain requirements at the moment that Microsoft are changing day by day. So, just leave it alone, Rosie, for a while. All right?
Perfect. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks.
Janet, you're at Port Broughton with a question for our tech guru, Richard Pascoe. Janet, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me now? Right.
Yes, we can, Janet. Yeah, far away.
Okay, so I've previously had Samsung, and the last two phones I have Google Pixels because I love the photos they take.
That's right.
I'm looking at getting another one.
Yep.
And because I don't have a camera, this is my camera.
Yes.
What phone would you recommend?
Out of all of them at the moment, there's a new Google Pixel coming out, which looks very good because Google do some good things as that. Because you're a bit more on the Android side, aren't you? You're not going to buy an iPhone, are you, Janet?
Well, I've got an iPad, but that's the only thing I've got. Everything else is usually Android. Yeah.
Right. So the iPhone 12 Pro Max, which I've got, takes brilliant photos, and the S21 from Samsung as well, the Ultra one.
The Ultra one.
Yes.
That one takes good too.
Very good photos.
But the Google Pixel 5, that's not going to be the one.
No, that's coming out. It should be very good, but I saw some examples the other day and it looks very, very good.
Okay.
All right.
So would you recommend the iPhone other than before the Galaxy one, or it's too much a difference now?
It's pretty well chalk and cheese between the two. I think the iPhone's just in front.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Janet.
Good luck with the purchase, Janet. Thank you for the telephone call. Righto, up to Gawler East. Nice part of the world, too. Bit nippy on a day like today, I'd reckon. Rod from up there has given us a ring. Rod, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, Rod.
Yeah, we're...
Good. I have a question. My question is, my emails are working sometimes and not other times.
Right.
I can go to my computer and switch it on. I've got my emails come through. I can check it by sending myself an email and it goes through, and then for some reason or other it won't. No emails will come through for about 6 or 7 hours.
Who's your provider, Rod?
Telstra.
Telstra on there as well. Look at your settings. Redo that account. Are you using Outlook?
is it Microsoft?
Yep. Redo the account, Rod, and make sure it's set up as an IMAP account, all right? And do all the new settings in there.
So did you say IMAP?
Yes, an IMAP account, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Rod.
Easily solved. Good on you, Rod. Thank you for the call on a mobile phone from somewhere or another. Joe's on the telephone. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, g'day. Thanks, Tilco. Hi, Richard. I've built a new PC in the last 6 or so months, probably more during the COVID lockdown era. Built myself a nice new PC.
Yeah.
Runs beautifully and everything. But I don't know why, but for some reason, when I turn it on lately, and this has probably been the last couple of months now, it just seems to hang at the welcome screen after I put in my PIN.
Right.
Won't turn on. It just sort of spins around with this status spinning thing. And then what I've found is if I hold down the power button, turn it off, and then turn it back on,
yep,
the second time round, it'll boot into Windows, no worries.
That's it. So Joe, I can help you here. In the control panel, right under power options, turn off fast startup.
Oh, okay. All right. No worries. Yep.
There you awesome. Go, Joe. All right.
All right. Thanks, mate. No
thanks.
Worries.
problem solved. God, he's good. Shame about the footy team he barracks for, but when it's technology,
if you've never
really
gambled before,
ball.
Put all your money on Port to beat St Kilda this week.
Yeah, gamble responsibly.
Exactly,
yeah,
righto. Right.
All that sort of crap. Yeah, Glenn Gowrie and Val from there for Richard Pascoe. Val, good afternoon.
Hey, good.
Hi, Val.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Good.
Now, I've had problems with this computer. I haven't been able to use it for the last at least month and a half, 2 months.
Right.
I'm just not bothered because my dear grandson was here one day and whatever, I don't know, he said he did nothing, but I have got no, the what comes up when I go to check my mail, for instance.
Yep.
The Windows search engine is currently disabled. Outlook will not be able to provide fast service results when using the new instant search. And please contact your system admin. So what's happened here?
What's happened, Val, is that you need to call me after the show and I need to come and see you. All right?
Okay.
And then we need to send your bill to the grandson. All right? Give me a call after the show, Val. All right?
So just dial back to the normal 22822 number.
No. We'll give me a call. My number's on my website, Val. All right?
Okay, website is
AdelaideTechGuide.com.au.
Adelaide.
That's it.
Repeat that again. Adelaide what?
AdelaideTechGuide.com.au.
TechGuide.com.au.
Yeah, if you ring Josh afterwards, he'll give you my number. All right?
I will do. Okay.
Thanks, Val.
Thank you.
Bye.
And keep an eye on that grandson the next time he comes around. I did nothing, Grandma. I didn't touch anything. Righto, let's go to Mark as call the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. Hello, Mark.
Howdy. Richard, I'm a dinosaur, but got to buy my son a school laptop, and I've got to get it this week.
Yep.
They've suggested the Lenovo Yoga ThinkPad 11e.
Right.
Trying to save some bucks. Somebody's selling one on, I know you can't recommend a second-hand buy, but the specs on a X395 or an L390, would that cover everything that the 11E's got?
Without looking it up, Mark, I'd have to look it up. Mark, can you just flick me an email, all right?
Okay.
And then I'll have a look for you. Not a problem at all, all right?
Good,
it's hard, it's hard for a lot of parents at the moment buying these new things, all right?
So I'll
gladly help you, Mark, all right?
Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Up in North Adelaide somewhere or another, one of our very favourite people, God love her, Father Jones on the telephone. Hello, Joanie.
Oh, I'm not sure I'm Richard's favourite.
Hey, Joan, you're only allowed... Joan, hold on. You're only allowed one call a week, all right? What's going on?
I'm still trying to do this order service at a funeral.
Right.
If I've got something in the blue font and I just want to make it black, why can't I do it?
Should be highlighting and It's on the toolbar at the top, Joan.
But it wouldn't do it. I went to the top and I went to the toolbar and it was
not
the right colour.
Yeah, there's a font part in there and you can change the font colour.
But it wouldn't do it, Richard.
Joan, give me a call after the segment as well. We'll start stacking up because we've still got a lot of people to talk to here, Joan. But there is, in the font part up there, you can change the colour of the font. You're just missing it.
Okay. Thank
Joni.
You.
Thanks, Joan.
Give him a ring after the show, Joni.
You're going to be getting home at about 1 a.m. at this point,
yeah,
Richard.
No, it's my normal time, though. Right,
after he's been to the Havelock Hotel, of course. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, hang on, where are we? That's the one. Okay.
John, you're at Somerton Park for Richard Pascoe. Yeah, go ahead, John.
No, okay, we're doing knowledge. Why don't you ring Father John and sort the problem out? Hey, look, my wife has got 8,000 photos on her iPhone. She can't get them onto the laptop and then onto a USB stick. I can't for the life of me know what she's doing. Is that a really difficult thing to do?
Yeah, John, on the iPhone, if she goes, if you got iCloud, they all sync to iCloud on there, John?
Oh, I presume so. Yeah, she doesn't know. She's a bit busy, but...
Right, so wow! I hope she doesn't listen to the segment here, John. What you do is, John, is if on the computer you go to iCloud.com, log into her account, and then the photos will come up, and you can re-download them that way. All right.
Do we need a cable to connect?
No, because if she's uploaded them to iCloud, then all you're doing is logging onto the iCloud website with the Apple ID and password, open up the photos, and then you can download them from there.
Excellent. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, John.
And, John, if the missus is listening, you're in loads and loads of trouble. Jane at Plimpton, you'll have to be the last caller for the afternoon for the tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Hello, Jane.
Yeah, good afternoon, both of you guys. Well, that gentleman's helped me with one of my queries. And I thought Father Joan would have divine intervention to help her.
Yes. She did say once I've saved her more times than Jesus, but that's okay. So, yeah.
can I ask you, Richard, I've got a fairly old iPad.
Yep.
But it's telling me I'm running out of storage.
Is it iCloud storage or...?
No, just storage on the iPad.
Right.
I've got all my photos to iCloud, you know, to the cloud.
Yep.
But what else can I do? Gone through and deleted all the apps that I don't, you know, use.
How old's your iPad, Jane?
I think it's a 6.
It's fairly old. We should probably have only 16 gig of memory or 32.
Yeah, that's it,
You need a new iPad, Jane.
I need a new iPad.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, well, it'll have to wait a while.
Never mind.
Thank you very much for your help.